God made the world and all its wonders for man to explore. And there are countless wonders just outside your front door. Now join natural world photographer and journalist Roger W. Downs as he shares the stories of the people, places, music, and cuisines he has discovered as we explore with RWD.
Hey, welcome on into episode 18 of Explore with RWD. I'm your host, Roger W. Downs, as you probably have already assessed. But I'm really excited about today's podcast because I'm going to be talking about a stretch of road that I fell in love with when I first moved to Western North Carolina. And it runs from Western North Carolina into Virginia, and that is the Blue Ridge Parkway. And our guest today is going to be Carolyn Ward, the Chief Executive Officer of the Blue Ridge Parkway Foundation. And not only is she going to talk about what the foundation does and how you can get involved in maintaining the parkway, one of the most popular parks in all of America, but she's also going to touch on the Kids in Parks program. And if you have little ones, you need to hear about this program. I think you're going to fall in love with it. I know I'm going to have to get my 10-year-old Christian involved as soon as I can. But before we go any further, I do want to take a moment here and thank God for the opportunity to be able to do this podcast and share the stories about the people and places that I discover, like the Blue Ridge Parkway, which I'm so excited to be able to share that story with you coming up here in just a few minutes. And also, Lord, please be with the families and the victims of COVID-19 around the world. Please help heal our world and deliver us from this horrific virus. Through Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. And if this is your first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much for taking a chance on it. If you like it, please subscribe on whatever platform you may be listening to it on. And if you're a regular listener, again, thank you for coming on in and being a part of it and being my guest. So on to our interview with Carolyn Ward, the Chief Executive Officer of the Blue Ridge Parkway Foundation.
Don't wander off now. Explore with RWD will be right back after this.
When you think of the Pisgah National Forest, the last thing that probably comes to mind is astronomical discoveries. But that's exactly what happens deep inside the forest at the Pisgah Astronomical Research Institute. Harry Education Director Melanie Krausen.
For instance, we've had, through some of our summer camps, we were able to help students map out the Bubble Nebula, and they were able to get their paper published. So that was definitely very helpful information. They were like high school students, and they were able to get a paper published. So we've done a lot of projects like that.
Learn more about the discoveries that are made each and every day at the Pisgah Astronomical Research Institute and how you can make your own discoveries in episode 16 of the Explore with RWD podcast. Or visit us online at explorewithrwd.com.
Welcome back to Explore with RWD.
It is my extreme pleasure now to bring on Explore with RWD, Carolyn Ward, the Chief Executive Officer of the Blue Ridge Parkway Foundation. Carolyn, thank you for joining us.
Oh, it's so nice to be here, Roger. Thank you for having me.
Well, you're more than welcome. But let's start off with what exactly the Blue Ridge Parkway Foundation does, because a lot of us are familiar with the parkway, but what does the foundation do?
Well, we are one of lots of groups and partners that try to help make a significant difference on the parkway. You know, the Blue Ridge Parkway, it's in our backyard, right? It's our home. And we may not often think about the fact that it's one of the most visited national park units in the entire country. It gets more visitors than Yellowstone, Yosemite, and the Grand Canyon combined.
Wow.
Has no entry fees. And so you think about this long linear park with, you know, 5,000 neighbors, no entry fees, all these visitors coming from all over, and the budget that they receive to manage and operate that park often falls short of its true need. And so the role of the Blue Ridge Parkway Foundation is to try to help bridge that gap in funding between what the park receives and what it actually needs to manage the park.
Why is that with government? I don't expect you to answer that. That's a rhetorical question.
Thank you, Roger. It is a rhetorical question. But I will say, you know, our national parks, all of our national parks in the entire country receive less than 1/10 of 1% of our federal budget. And that's really difficult for a park to be able to manage itself in perpetuity, which is what the legislation says that protects our national parks. And yet the budget they've received for about the last 15 years has remained pretty flat. Mm-hmm. So it hasn't gone down, but because the costs of operation have gone up over those 15 years, you know, just buying a can of paint or a gallon of gas or paying someone's check. So all of those costs have dramatically increased, and yet the budget hasn't. And it's made it really difficult for our parks to keep up with operating, doing backlog needs, right? Every 20 years, your house needs to be painted. Well, you think about all the resources along the parkway. They also need some of that maintenance periodically, but the budget hasn't allowed it to keep up. And so we at the foundation, because we have so many members of our community of stewards that love and care about the park, they try to help make that difference.
So what exactly do you help out with? Because I know there are so many different assets that are up along the parkway, from historical homes to just the trails to waterfalls to all those amazing places you can go visit. What do you cover?
Well, at the Blue Ridge Parkway Foundation, we try to help fund projects and programs in all the categories that reach the needs on the parkway. So, for example, some of our supporters and donors love those historic buildings and structures, and some like to go out and hike, and some take a Sunday drive on the parkway and want to see those beautiful views. And so we fund projects and programs that fall in all four of those main categories. We fund things that make the visitor experience better, like improving trails or building boardwalks, fixing picnic tables. We also fund projects and programs that enhance the education, trying to make sure that we're letting people know about the importance of the resources. We fund projects and programs that repair the historic structures and reopen some of those historic structures. And then we also fund projects and programs that help protect the natural resources found in and along the parkway. We do all of that because all of those needs exist. And we try to help match the wishes of a particular donor or supporter with the needs on the parkway, because they are countless. And so we try to make sure we are helping connect people with what they really care about.
So how do you go about raising those funds, and how can people get involved with that?
Well, we have a lot of people that love the parkway. It's one of the reasons that I wanted to come back to these mountains, because I love the Blue Ridge. And we have all of these folks in this community that care deeply about it. So we try to provide, just like the projects and programs we fund, we try to provide a range of ways that people can get involved. You can volunteer. You can purchase the license plate in the state of North Carolina, the specialty plate. Mm-hmm. You can make a donation through our website. We write a lot of grants. We have events and activities that we do. We have a lot of corporate and sponsors, supporters that come and help make the projects happen. So it really is sort of a big picture of how everyone can plug in any way that's possible.
And I really like the specialty license plates. I saw that on your website a little while ago, and I thought, man, I got to buy one of those, because I think, well, one, it helps out. And every year that I renew my plates, I'm assuming that a portion of that money then goes to the foundation.
That's right. The specialty plate is one of the main ways that folks, one of the easiest ways that folks can help support the parkway. When you purchase a specialty plate in the state of North Carolina, it costs $30 extra. $20 of that comes directly to us at the foundation to do all that work that we do on the parkway. And $10 actually goes to the Federal Highways Beautification Program. So it plants all those beautiful wildflowers on our roadsides in North Carolina. And it keeps those facilities ADA accessible when you're traveling across the state. So we love the program. We feel like we've got 27,000 little billboards driving all over the country, like advertising the beauty of this part of the world. Mm-hmm. And they generate collectively about $500,000 a year.
Wow. That's impressive. Now, can you only buy the plate in North Carolina or Virginia, or can you buy that anywhere?
No, you can only buy the specialty plate in the state of North Carolina. Each state has their own specialty plate program. So the one that we have here in North Carolina is actually the most popular specialty plate in the state. You can get it for your motorcycle or your car. Mm-hmm. And that not just helps visibly indicate that you love and support the Blue Ridge Parkway, but that financial support really goes a long way in making a difference.
And I don't know if this is legal or not, but I'm just going to say, look, why don't you just get your car or vehicle registered in North Carolina? Get that specialty plate.
Okay, Roger, I'm going to come visit you in a couple months and see if you have the specialty plate on your car.
Actually, I'm going to go get it. I swear, because I saw that and went, I didn't know I could do that. I really didn't. I have a truck and I'll be happy to put that on there because then I know that that money goes to the Blue Ridge Parkway. And being a photographer myself, I love getting up there and photographing the waterfalls and then photographing all the different landscapes that are on the pull-offs you have. It's just such an amazing place. And it's free, as you said earlier. And that's what really blew me away because not every park in the nation is free. But you can get up on the Blue Ridge Parkway, drive around up there, go hiking, go swim at one of the waterfalls like Skinny Dip Falls or a place like that, or go visit maybe a music venue because I know you have one in Virginia. And there's just so much to do. And again, it's absolutely free of charge. You can take as many people as you want. I guarantee it's cheaper than Disney World.
That it is. And you know, the one thing that's so fabulous about the parkway is there's a lot of parks in the country that are sort of a pilgrimage park, right? You want to go see it at some point in your life. But the Blue Ridge Parkway is our home. Most of us look out on those mountains every day when we look out of our windows. It is a warehouse for the memories we had as a child. It's the promise of an experience with our grandkids in the future. It is our home. And so the support and the importance and the meaning of the parkway, the experience of the parkway is so different. Some people love hiking and photography, as you said, and some people really enjoy the experience of just learning more about history and their place in it.
Right. And actually, I had a podcast earlier, and now his name evades me. He's over at the Apple Orchard at Alta Pass, and he's a local historian, talks about the history of Western North Carolina and the Revolutionary War, and I feel so bad that I can't remember his name. My brain is just frizzled.
Carson.
Yeah, that's it. Carson. Yes, yes, yeah. Yes. What a great gentleman, and what a great storyteller he is. So,
he is.
And there's so many places like that along the parkway. That's just one of them, and that's an apple orchard. And I didn't think when I walked in there to get an apple, because I thought, man, an apple orchard, I love apples, and I pulled in. I didn't think that I'd be, Bill Carson, that's his name, Bill Carson.
That's right.
I didn't think that I would get a history lesson about the Revolutionary War and how America would have lost if it hadn't been for the men and women from Western North Carolina.
That's right. And that is, you know, that story really epitomizes the role of the parkway and the importance of the parkway. It's not just the story of the pioneer and the settler in the little log cabin. It's the story of Moses and Bertha Cohn, German Jewish immigrants, that he was known as the Denim King. And if you're wearing blue jeans today, it's in large part because of Moses Cohn. And they built this beautiful retreat, this colonial revival estate right outside of Blowing Rock. And that story is told, the story of the Cherokee. It's a deep, rich cultural history that sort of weaves the tapestry of what being part of the Appalachian Mountains really is.
And that's very true, because every time I've stopped along the way, because when I first went up on the parkway, probably like a lot of folks, was just to see the views. And when I first moved to Asheville, I had a guy who had hired me into this area back then say, oh, yeah, that's the Blue Ridge Parkway. You should probably get up there and go look. And I said, what's up there? And he said, mountains. And I was like, oh, I'm in. But as I drove along, like I said, I went to the orchard at Alta Pass, and I found out about the Revolutionary War. I've stopped at several different other locations. And I love, by the way, the signs they have that are up there just along the parkway, littered full of history.
Yeah, it is a living museum. And you can not just get a glimpse into the past, but you can discover your own role in writing its future. You know, it really is an amazing experience.
It really is like a long drive through history throughout Appalachia. But the Blue Ridge Parkway Foundation also is involved with the Kids in Parks program. Can you share a little bit about that?
So that program is one that I actually came to start working at the Blue Ridge Parkway Foundation to help create that program. And I was a professor in Northern California, and I had a little girl, and, you know, we had a group of people over to her little birthday party. I think she was turning three. Mm-hmm. And I said to all the kids, okay, everybody, take your shoes off. We're going to walk down through the grass and put our feet in the creek. And all the kids looked at the grass and they looked at their parents. And I heard parents saying, it's okay, honey, you don't have to take your shoes off. And I thought, okay, that's a little weird. And so then we go down and I was like, okay, everybody sit down. I had a little game we were going to play. I can't even remember what it was. And the kids looked at the ground and looked at their parents. And I watched the parents run back to their cars and get blankets and set blankets on the ground so the kids could sit down. And I went in after the party and I told my husband, I was like, there's something wrong. I grew up going off into our farm and hiking around in the woods with my dad and camping and fishing. And so I started doing a lot of research, and I realized that kids today between the ages of 4 and 14 are plugged into electronic devices for about 8 hours a day.
Yeah.
They're outside in unstructured play for 4 to 7 minutes. And I realized that the thing that I love the most, our public lands, these things that we set aside 100 years ago with when there was still wilderness in this country, we had the foresight to protect these places. And I thought, oh my goodness, if we do not have a next generation of kids who feel that way, you can undo all our public lands with one piece of legislation.
That's
true. They can be gone.
That's true.
And so I, that day I happened to see a job posting. I put jobs boards up for my students, and there was a job for starting a program called Healthy Kids, Healthy Parks back here in Asheville. I was in Humboldt in Northern California, and I told my husband that day I came home with it. I said, we're moving. I was like, we're like, I hadn't even thought about applying for the job yet, but I was like, I tell my students every day that they can change the world. And if I can't go back and try to actually change something that is worthy of change,
right,
then I can't look at my students every day and tell them they can make a difference.
That's true.
And so we came back here, we started the Kids in Parks program. It started on the parkway as a way to get kids unplugged and outside. It's a sort of Dora the Explorer meets geocaching. You go to a trailhead, you pick up a brochure, you go on an adventure, you learn about the things along the way. And when we had our grand opening here in Asheville, we had the state park here, we had the local county and city park, and all of them looked at us and said, we want one of these. And so now our Kids in Parks program is actually in 12 states. There's 212 of these Kids in Parks trails across the country. There's actually a Kids in Parks track trail around the White House at President's Park.
Wow.
It links county parks, city parks, state parks. There's one in the Cherokee Nation. We have them in South Dakota and California, and it's a way to sort of link all our public lands because they all belong to us, and most people in the public really don't know the difference between a state park or a Forest Service place or whatever. And so this program has gotten over 1 million folks outside, mm-hmm. reconnecting with their parks. We send the kids a prize every time they register their adventure on our website, so they get some different thing that helps make their outdoor experience better. And now we have hiking trails, paddling, we have geocaching trails, we have disc golf trails, we have biking trails, because not every kid likes to do the same thing outside, right?
Right.
We're all different.
Mm-hmm.
And so our Kids in Parks program is really, it has made a tremendous difference in trying to disconnect people from their plug-in devices and reconnect them to culture, history, natural resources, our public lands.
Amen to that statement. And Carolyn, I don't want to patronize you when I say this, but thank you for having the initiative, the courage, and the dedication to launch a program like that, which now helps children around the nation to get back outside and fall in love with the natural world. And speaking about getting back outside, I want to talk to you about that specifically with the Blue Ridge Parkway Foundation coming up next.
Explore with RWD. We'll be right back after this.
Natural world photographer Benjamin Wall.
When I was in Alaska at one stage taking photographs of the grizzly bears on the Alaskan Peninsula, there was a bear that came out of the weeds, these really high grass actually, just beside of me, and he was roaring and running right at me.
Be inspired by this story and others from Benjamin Walls in Episode 7 of Explore with RWD.
That wasn't too bad now, was it? Welcome back to Explore with RWD.
Thank you for continuing to hang out with the Explore with RWD podcast. I'm your host, Roger W. Downs, and our guest today on the phone is the Chief Executive Officer of the Blue Ridge Parkway Foundation, Carolyn Ward. Now, we've been talking also about the program that she helped to establish, which is the Kids in the Parks program, which is hand-in-hand with the Blue Ridge Parkway Foundation. And Carolyn, there are so many other reasons why kids need to get outside to go far beyond just that family heritage of your dad taking you out into the woods when you were a kid. Can you share some of the ones that come to mind for you?
There's a ton of research out there that talks about the health benefits of being outside. You feel better emotionally. They've done research showing children in a concrete playground at break versus children in a natural setting playground. Their stress levels go down. Their SAT scores go up. There's less childhood bullying. They've done research talking about the health impacts of healing, like physically, cardiovascular doctors are prescribing people to go out into nature. Right now in our program, we have 600 pediatricians that are writing prescriptions for children to go outside for their health. And when they go out on a hike or go out and do something outdoors, they register that prescription on our website. The doctor gets the information saying the kid has fulfilled his prescription. We send them a prize. Nature is good for us. It's good for society. It's good for your individual health. And it's really nice to see people trying, especially in this pandemic, right? That's why visitation at state parks and national parks has skyrocketed, because the value of being outside is healing. It's restorative.
It is, and it helps get rid of depression. Like when I sit around my house too long, I start to feel, you know, bummed out and kind of like, I got to get out of here. I feel like I'm trapped in this house. Now, I love my house, don't get me wrong, but you just feel like, for me, I have to get outside. And I recharge my batteries when I go into the Pisgah National Forest, or I'm up on the Blue Ridge Parkway, or out in the Smokies, or wherever I am, you know, carrying my camera on my back. I just feel like I've reconnected with what's real.
Well, you know, it's funny, the word recreation, it comes from recreate.
Oh.
You're out there recreating yourself. You're out there, like you said, recharging your batteries, and you just feel better. It clears your mind. It clears your body. You're physically moving. So we know that, you know, childhood obesity goes down if kids are outside more. There's a tremendous amount of documented, much less what you and I talked about, where we just know it's good for us. There's a whole lot of research that shows it's good for us.
Well, yeah, and it is. And that's, and I think especially with the pandemic, the one upside from that, there's always a silver lining to every gray cloud. Like you said, the numbers of people visiting the national parks and forests have skyrocketed because people want to get outside. And hopefully this pandemic, another silver lining, will embed in children, it's great to go play in the forest. It's great to go fishing and cast a line with your dad or your mom or whoever you're out there with, or ride a bike down a trail and just connect again with the natural world. And in turn, as our fellow friend Benjamin Walls would say, that will then get them to fall in love with the natural world and want to protect it.
That's exactly right. I mean, it's an old adage. Friedman Tilden is one of the original people that is quoted or is cited with doing the original quote, through knowledge, appreciation, and through appreciation, protection. And getting people outside to have experiences opens their eyes to the importance of that experience. And hopefully that then leads to their willingness and want to protect that experience.
Amen to that. So how do people get involved with Kids in Parks?
We have a website that you can go to, kidsinparks.com, and you can pull that up and look at all the trails across the country and see if you can find one near you. And if there isn't one near you, we actually have a backyard adventure. So you can download the brochure or pull it up on your phone, and you can go outside and have an adventure in your own backyard. And you can register that adventure on our website, and we'll get you into the program. It's just an opportunity to try to help kids remember, help parents remember that right. these public lands belong to all of us. And that the more that we go out and experience them, and the more that we go out and take our friends on those adventures and our family on those adventures, the more that we're able to do them again in the future.
Amen to that. And that's the truth. Because my dad instilled in me, and I'm sure your parents instilled in you, if you got outside, that was part of just being alive. And that's how my dad always was. I grew up on a 400-acre farm, so we were always outside. And then my mother taught kids how to ride, so they were always outside. So it was just part of my livelihood. But you're right, so many kids nowadays have like a phone in their hand or a tablet in their hand. You know what I love about the best about the forests and the parks? That cell service doesn't work really well out there.
Well, you know, and it's not just our kids, Roger. I think most of us need to remember, right? Most of us need to remember. We, especially now, right? How many Zoom calls can you do a day? How much more plugged in and connected are we as adults? And it's good for us to get outside, even if you just go sit on your porch or take a walk around your neighborhood, get out and breathe the fresh air and smell the smells. It's wonderful.
Amen to that. So let's talk again a little bit about the Blue Ridge Park Parkway Foundation. And I know it does walk hand in hand with Kids in Parks. But I do know there's other places where people can go and actually purchase products that then go back to helping out with the foundation, including, if I'm correct, the Mass General Store in downtown Asheville. Is that right?
Mass General Store has been a fabulous partner for the Blue Ridge Parkway Foundation for years. They have been, they're just great in general, supporting everything in the community. But they do a Friends Day once a year, and they give 10% of the proceeds of the sales for that whole day back to the foundation. John and Faye Cooper have been fabulous supporters for years. They recognize the importance of community and giving back, as have many others. There are lots of folks in this community that, I mean, people are here because they value it, right?
Right.
You know, you checking in on your neighbor is not just literally checking in on your neighbor. It's also making sure that your local businesses are supported and your local nonprofits. And the Blue Ridge Parkway, I think of it like a string of pearls, and it connects all of these little mountain communities together. It brings $1.2 billion in economic benefit to these local mountain towns. You think about 16 million visitors coming to the parkway. You can't buy gas everywhere. You can't stop and get food everywhere. You've got to drop off the parkway and go into these little mountain towns. And it really does link us all together.
It does. I love going out on the parkway and getting lost, if you will. Now, mind you, it's kind of hard to get lost because it goes from point A to point B. But you catch my drift. Just getting lost, you know, from spring until late fall, I drive along with my windows down, and I know it sounds corny, but then I listen to John Denver as I'm driving. And it just, the smells, the fresh air, the music, again, just recharges your battery. Then I'll find a place I'm like, oh, I haven't been down this trail. And it may only be 10 miles up the parkway some days, but I'll pull over and go hike that trail and see if there's something to photograph. And sometimes there is, and other times, I mean, it's beautiful all the time, don't get me wrong, but as a photographer, you're like, okay, are the leading lines perfect? Blah, blah, blah. You know, I won't bore you with all that. But it's a beautiful experience all times of year. Now, I did want to ask you some questions, though, about it being closed, because obviously during the wintertime, we don't want people up on the parkway because of the ice and snow. But there are places you can hike, though. You just can't drive, correct?
That's right. The Blue Ridge Parkway, when the gates are down, which happens often in the winter, and it may seem strange, especially like if you're in Roanoke or Asheville or somewhere where the snow is clearly melting now as I look out my window. But up on the parkway, there's probably ice in the tunnels. It's probably not very safe to drive. And so they do shut the gates. But that gives you a unique opportunity to go experience the parkway in other ways besides driving. So you can bike, you can go out and take a walk, you can take your dog for a walk, make sure it's on a leash. But there, you can cross-country ski. I've seen people that go up at the closed gates and they'll get their skis out and go ski the parkway. So it's a wonderful opportunity. You just can't park where you block the gates.
Right.
But you can park at any closed gate on the side as long as you're off the road in case there's an emergency that they have to access that gate. But going up and walking on the parkway, walking through a tunnel, you can park and walk up toward Craggy and walk through that tunnel where Rattlesnake Lodge is. It's an amazing experience.
Very true. Because when you walk through one of those tunnels when the parkway is closed, it's just you, the silence inside that tunnel, and nothing else. It's this real, if you will, zenful experience.
Well, that's what's so great about the parkway. I mean, we're talking about the zenful experience walking through a snow-covered tunnel when there's no tread or track except the one that you're laying, which is pretty amazing. And then you can also go onto the parkway in the summer and you can go to the Blue Ridge Music Center and you can see bands like Old Crow Medicine Show with a few thousand of your friends.
Mm-hmm.
And so the parkway really, it sort of gives everybody the experience they're searching for, because we all want something different. And that's what's so amazing about the parkway, is whether, you know, you want to step back in time and relive a memory you had with your grandfather, or go see a band, or walk through a silent tunnel. It really does provide a lot of opportunity for us to sort of create our own experience.
It does. And there's also some great lodging along the parkway as well. And I want to make sure we touch on that too, because I know those guys put a lot of time and effort into it, like the Pisgah Inn. I love the Pisgah Inn. It's one of my favorite places to go get breakfast when the parkway's open, of course. But and then there's also the inn that's up there on Mount Mitchell, which is off the parkway, but it's still technically off the parkway there. And there's Little Switzerland. I mean, there's just so many great places to go visit and spend the night, and then be able to go, if you don't like camping, if you don't want to put a tent up, that's okay. But if you just want a place to spend the night and then go hang out on the parkway throughout the day, those are great locations to do that.
They are. And there's also Peaks of Otter up a little bit north of Roanoke. That's mm-hmm. on right at the base of Shark Top Peak and Abbott Lake, and it is extremely beautiful. It is stepping back in time. And then you can go to all these little mountain towns along the parkway, like Shatola, right outside of Blowing Rock. It really is an amazing place. And talk about the old-time diners, like at Mayberry Meal, or the one we're redoing at Bluff's Restaurant. Pisgah Inn, to go up and get their baby back ribs.
Oh, maybe. They're really good. Most definitely. I've had those a few times. My son Brandon really loves, they have a certain cheesecake up there. I don't know if they still have it, but we went up there 2 years ago and he loves that cheesecake. Now that he's 17 and driving, he's like, I'm going to take my girlfriend up there, Dad. What do you think? And I'm like, well, there's a lot of people around. Just don't get in one of those pull-offs, or her dad might have some issues with that. But I mean, because those inns, like just getting breakfast or lunch or dinner, is a great experience. Let me just use the Pisgah Inn, for instance. And I know also the other ones have great views too. But the Pisgah Inn, you can sit literally in a window seat overlooking the Pisgah National Forest. And it's just such an amazing view to have lunch at.
It is. And again, that's sort of a look back in time, right? I mean, mm-hmm. you're looking down into the cradle of forestry. You're looking down into, you know, the legacy of the Biltmores and what they gave to the rest of us, and the role of the early innovators in this country that gave birth to the School of Forestry. I mean, again, you're looking back in time when you travel along the parkway, whether you're having a a fabulous breakfast somewhere, or walking down along a trail, or looking at one of the guides or maps, or reading an interpretive panel.
Yeah, amen. It's such a great experience. And I want to thank you, Carolyn, and everyone also who's involved with the Blue Ridge Parkway Foundation for all your efforts, because you guys really help the parkway, or the park system, if you will, to maintain and continue to offer these free services to us. Now, mind you, you're not going to get a free meal at the Pisgah Inn. Don't be that cheap. But you're going to, of course, have a great experience. You can go camping up there. There's multiple places to go camping along the parkway. Skinny Dip Falls is a wonderful retreat that people love to go to and play around in the water there. Or you can go visit multiple waterfalls that are just off the parkway. There's just so much to do and see. And I don't think you'll ever see it all. I just don't think you possibly can, at least in all the different seasons that they offer, you know?
Well, that is indeed very, very wise, because even if you go back to the same place over and over again, the experience you have will be different.
Right. Because if you've been to, let's say, I'm trying to think of all the different places because there's so many that come to mind right now. I'll just use Skinny Dip Falls again for an example. But if you go to Skinny Dip Falls, or you go to Crabtree Falls, or because I love waterfalls. But if you go to one of those, if you go, let's say in April, there's going to be all sorts of flora that has bloomed, you know. And when you go through in the summertime, it'll be very shady, but a little hot and humid because it's summer. So the experience is always different.
Yeah, that is what I love about these mountains, is the constant change, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the ability to go find yourself there changed as well.
All right, so I have to ask you, what's your favorite spot on the parkway, or do you not have one because all of them are your favorite?
Well, see, that's like, I think you mentioned multiple children. That would be like, Roger, which one is your favorite kid? Right? Like, you
right.
can't do that. Can you do that? Are you going to answer that on there? No.
I can tell you which ones annoyed me recently, but I love them all equally. You're right. You don't have a favorite.
You know, and I think to your point earlier, the favorite place to go depends on the mood, right? And depends
mm-hmm.
on the experience you want to have. Do you want to have solitude and not see another individual as you hike? Well, you're not going to Skinny Dip Falls if that's the case.
Oh, that's
you're
true.
You're probably going to go somewhere else. And so really that is, again, the thing about the parkway that makes it so wonderful, is that you can go sort of find that experience that you need then by the places that you choose to go.
Right. And the only reason I bring up Skinny Dip Falls is because my son, Christian, who's 10, loves it there because he can go swimming, and he loves that. He should be a fish. But he's like, can we go to Skinny Dip Falls? I'm like, sure. Again, here we go. It's like every week. But so is there anything else you want to let people know about who listen to this podcast, like how they can get involved with the Blue Ridge Parkway Foundation, or how they can donate? Or do you have any other groups that get involved with cleaning it up or anything like that?
Well, you know, that's a great question. And there are lots of groups and organizations that help support the parkway. And we try in every way that we can to all partner together, because just like all of us as individuals, you know, I couldn't change the world. You couldn't change the world, but collectively we can.
Right.
And so it is by working together. And I had somebody one time say, well, I can't give much. I can give a dollar. And I said, you know what? Those dollars, though, collectively, that's what makes the difference. And so whether you get the license plate, or you donate a dollar, or you come out and volunteer, everybody can make a difference on the parkway. And that indeed is the only thing that ever will make a difference.
And that's the truth. Every dollar counts, or every second that you help volunteer, even if it's just going out on one of the trails or stopping by one of the waterfalls and taking out the trash that people left behind. Because I think it's on us to take care of these natural resources so that the next person or even the next generation can enjoy them without any worry.
Yeah, it does belong to all of us. I mean, it is, you think about how you take care of your own home. I guess you don't probably dump your trash out on your living room floor.
No, not me.
out there, it's all our home.
Right.
It belongs to all of us. And so it is our responsibility to help take care of it.
All right. And once again, Carolyn, where can people find out more information about you? I just want to make sure we get the website correct.
You can visit our website at BRP, as in Blue Ridge Parkway, foundation.org.
And again, Carolyn Ward, the Chief Executive Officer for the Blue Ridge Parkway Foundation, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate you today. And make sure to get your kids involved with the Kids in Parks program. And what's that website again?
Kidsinparks.com.
So please get your kids involved. Get them out of the house, because when you get outside and they're actually able to run around and have a good time, they'll be exhausted when they come back. Think of how great you're going to sleep.
And Roger, I'll be sure to swing by your house next month and make sure you have our license plate on your car.
All right, I'll make sure to get it. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you, Roger. Thanks for exploring with us.
Don't go too far. Explore with RWD. We'll be right back.
It seemed bleak for the colonists to be able to establish their own country during the American Revolutionary War. The British were winning until the British made a fatal mistake and threatened the wrong people. And Western North Carolinian historian Bill Carson from the Orchard at Alta Pass shares that story during episode 2 of Explore with RWD. Listen directly after this podcast.
Welcome back to Explore with RWD.
And as we wrap up episode 18 of Explore with RWD, I want to again thank Carolyn Ward, the Chief Executive Officer of the Blue Ridge Parkway Foundation, for joining us and sharing the information about the foundation and how you can get involved in helping to maintain one of the most popular parks in the nation, and that's the Blue Ridge Parkway. Please feel free to visit them online at brpfoundation.org. And also get in touch with the Kids in the Parks program, which is kidsinparks.com. That's kidsinparks.com. I'll make sure to put links in the description of this podcast for you so you can find them easily as well. And I also want to thank you for listening, especially if this is your first time taking a chance on the Explore with RWD podcast. You can find out more about us online at explorewithrwd.com. And if there's someone or a place that you think I need to go explore, please email me, Roger@explorewithrwd.com. That's R-O-G-E-R at explorewithrwd.com. And finally, if no one else has told you this yet today, I love you, and I know the good Lord above loves you. He's promised you that. So make sure to count your blessings, because life truly is good, even in these very difficult and challenging times. So until next time, peace, love, and coon dogs, y'all.
Thank you for listening. Visit us online at explorewithrwd.com to discover more about Roger, his photography, podcast, and adventures. Or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at explorewithrwd. Remember, we didn't inherit the earth from our parents. We borrow it from our children. May God bless you and yours. Now get outside and go explore. Explore with RWD is produced by Downs Media Incorporated. All rights reserved.